KJAN Sports.
It's time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Recapping some high school sports from the weekend in wrestling, the John J. Harris Wrestling Tournament finished up its run on Saturday in Corning. The Atlantic Cam team came away with a third-place team finish in that meet, a tough meet over the weekend, as the Trojans ended up in third with 172 points. Creston was the team champs with 270 points. New Hampton with 229.5 points placing second. Behind the Atlantic Cam was Missouri Valley at fourth place with 119 points, and East Mills with 75.5 was fifth. Central Decatur, Bedford Lennox, Sheraton, Guthrie Center, and Winterset round out the top 10. There were 23 teams in total in that tournament on Saturday. The rest of the top 20 teams include Shenandoah, Clarinda, Riverside, Red Oak, Mount Air, Panorama, Nottoway Valley, Clark, Southwest Valley, and Wayne. Griswold, Southwest Iowa, and Tri-Center, the rest of the field. Individually for Atlantic, they did pick up one individual championship, and that was John McConkie taking the title at 285 pounds. The Trojans also had five runners-up in that meet on Saturday. Cole Hansen at 106, placing second. Carter Cox was second at 113. Zach Stork was the runner-up at 182 pounds. Drake Roller at 195 pounds. And Keegan Hosfeldt at 220 also were runners-up on Saturday. Chase McLaren had a third-place finish for the Atlantic Cam team at 120 pounds. Creston had five individual champions as they won the team title, beating top-ranked New Hampton for that top spot as a team. Also recapping some Saturday high school basketball play and boys hoops, the Corner Conference Tournament finished out on Saturday. The championship went to Stanton as they edged Fremont Mills 48-44 for the title. East Mills won the third place game with a 55-32 win over Essex. Also in boys hoops on Saturday, it was West Monona beating Riverside 64-39. Winterset over Creston 69-55. Sioux City North beating Thomas Jefferson 76-53. In girls basketball Saturday, Ames over Abraham Lincoln 78-49, while Sioux City North defeated Thomas Jefferson 67-51. Well, the ninth-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes won their ninth straight game as they improved to 7-0 in the Big Ten Conference with an 83-71 victory over number 22-ranked Purdue in Iowa City on Sunday. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Iowa broke open a close game at halftime with a 23-6 run to start the second half, pleasing coach Fran McCaffrey.
I don't know that we can play any better than that. I mean, our defensive activity, our attention to detail, pushing the ball, great ball movement, intelligent shot selection. I mean, everything that a coach wants. And the crowd was just electric in that stretch. And that helps a lot, too.
Jared Utoff led the Hawkeyes with 22 points. Adam Woodbury added 13 points and 10 rebounds. Now, the Hawkeyes have beaten four ranked teams since late December, and they'll face another, number 7 Maryland, on the road Thursday.
They got multiple scorers. They've got size. They've got depth. And they've got one of the best point guards in the country. Be a great challenge for us.
That's head coach Fran McCaffrey again. Maryland lost at Michigan State Saturday, 73-65. The Hawkeyes are now 16-3 overall. They're 7-0 in the Big Ten Conference. Maryland will bring a 17-3 mark and a 6-2 conference record into that game coming up on Thursday night, and we'll have that game for you live here on KJAN. Elsewhere in top 25 college men's hoops yesterday, second-ranked North Carolina picked up their 11th consecutive victory by surviving a day of top 25 upsets. The Tar Heels blew a 20-point lead and trailed 61-59 before they pulled out a 75-70 win at Virginia Tech. Bryce Johnson had 19 points and grabbed 17 rebounds to help head coach Roy Williams pick up his 350th victory at North Carolina. North Carolina is now 18-2 overall. They're off to a 7-0 start in the ACC for the first time in 15 years. The Tar Heels' win, coupled with top-ranked Oklahoma's loss to Iowa State last week, gives North Carolina a chance to move to the top of the Associated Press men's basketball poll, which will be coming out later today. Meanwhile, the number of Sunday upsets included SMU's first loss of the season. The 8th-ranked Mustangs had been 18-0 until Devin Coleman was 7-for-7 from the three-point line, scoring a career-high 23 points in Temple's 89-80 victory over SMU. 4th-ranked Villanova was an 82-76 loser to number 16 Providence in overtime. Another upset occurred at Oregon State as Gary Payton II delivered 22 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists, and 4 steals in the Beavers' 85-70 win over number 21 Southern California. And then Malcolm Brogdon scored 12 of his 21 points in the final 5:45, lifting 13th-ranked Virginia over Syracuse 73-65 on Sunday. The Iowa Hawkeye women have dropped five of their last six games after Sunday's 90-73 loss at Purdue.
The first quarter, we turned the ball over six times, resulted in really high percentage shots for them. Also, we gave up way too many offensive rebounds in the whole game, but especially in that first quarter. And so we kind of dug ourselves a hole, but I am proud of the way that they fought back in the second quarter. We took care of the ball. We only had two turnovers that quarter. We shot the ball really well the first half. Second half, you know, we were 5 for 5 from three-point range the first half and 1 for 8 the second half. And that was a big story of this game.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes are 3-5 in the Big Ten, and they return to action Thursday at home against Michigan. Well, Super Bowl 50 is now set. The Denver Broncos have reached the title game for the second time in 3 years and the eighth time in franchise history. Good luck to them. They're going to take on the Carolina Panthers, who will make their second Super Bowl appearance and first in 12 years. The Broncos captured the AFC Championship game as Peyton Manning threw a pair of TD passes to Owen Daniels while in the first half of a 20-18 win over the New England Patriots. Manning completed 17 of his 32 passes for 176 yards and no interceptions. Brian McManus hit a couple of field goals, a 52-yarder with 33 seconds remaining in the first half, and a 31-yard kick that gave Denver a 20-12 lead with about 10 minutes left. C.J. Anderson had 72 yards on 16 carries for the Broncos, who have tied Pittsburgh, Dallas, and New England for the most Super Bowl appearances. It was the fifth time that Manning and Tom Brady have locked horns in the AFC title game. Manning now has a 3-2 edge in those battles. The Broncos' defense hounded Brady all afternoon, recording 4 sacks and knocking him down 14 times. Denver linebacker Von Miller was one of the stars of the game, recording 2.5 sacks and 1 interception. Brady completed fewer than 50% of his passes, hitting on 27 of 56 for 310 yards, a touchdown, and 2 interceptions. However, Brady converted a pair of fourth down plays on the Patriots' final drive, including a 4-yard touchdown pass to Rob Gronkowski on fourth and goal with 12 seconds left. The Patriots would have tied the game with a successful 2-point conversion, but Brady's pass was tipped by Aqib Talib and intercepted by Bradley Roby. The Pats had to go for two after Steven Gostkowski missed an extra point try following Steven Jackson's 1-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. The NFC Championship game was a total blowout as Cam Newton threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for 2 others in the Panthers' 49-15 laffer against Arizona. Newton was 19 of 28 for 335 yards through the air, including an 86-yard scoring pass to Corey Brown in the first quarter. Newton's 5-yard touchdown toss to Devin Funchess in the fourth quarter iced that victory. Ted Ginn had a 22-yard touchdown run, and Luke Kuechly capped the scoring by returning Carson Palmer's 4th interception, 22 yards for a score. Brown and Greg Olsen each finished with 113 yards receiving. The Panthers held the Cardinals to 287 total yards as Palmer was 23 of 40 for 235 yards, 1 touchdown, and 6 turnovers, including a pair of fumbles. The Super Bowl is set for February 7th in Santa Clara, California. The Panthers are the early 4-point favorite on the line. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.